This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2117. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short, medium, and long wave. On this edition, recorded December 16th, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Bangladesh, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, Germany, India, Iran, Italy, Myanmar, Russia, Spain, Sweden, Thailand, Turkey, USA, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, first a correction to last week about the new long-range discrimination radar on S-band in Alaska. I said the location was 30 miles north of Anchorage, but correctly it was 300 miles north of Anchorage. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says he observed Algeria's long-wave transmitter on 153 kHz at Béchar, back on the air after a long time of silence, December 8th, putting in a good signal in the daytime at 11:41 UT. They maybe have been on the air earlier than that. He says, for some odd reason, I was not expecting Algeria back on LF at all. I just hope they will not reactivate the Ouargla 198 and or the Tipasa 252 kHz outlets. Of course, Ouargla and Béchar are the two sites where Algeria is supposedly setting up new shortwave transmitters, which they've already been registering schedules for year after year. Surprisingly, LRA 36 Antarctica is still showing up as we're almost to summer solstice. Heard Wednesday, December 15th at 1500 with an ID by Sam Sanchez in Oregon, listening to a remote in Brazil. I might have heard it, but I tuned in too late after they'd already gone off. That's reduced carrier upper sideband on 15475.98. In Australian DX News, John Wright writes about 60-meter band broadcasting to the world. In Australia, we've been lucky for around 10 years since the federal government's decision to open the lower shortwave bands, an opportunity for listeners around the world to hear low-power stations. Are we becoming like Latin America, Africa, or Indonesia used to be? These stations are a one-man band, put their own money into this form of the hobby. The electricity bill is a major killer. Sponsorship is hard to come by. Starting at the lower end of the band, Station X in Wee Wah, NSW. Peter Tate is our man. Every now and then he runs on 2325, or rarely on 5025 kHz, usually 100 watts or so. On 5035 from Manila, New South Wales, Unique Radio, Tim Gaynor, usually running around 120 watts with all sorts of programs. 5035 he can just hear in Sydney after 09 UT. Nick Hotchko, now on Norfolk Island, has been licensed to operate on 5045, but apparently not on the air yet. Already on 5045 is Island Music Radio from Macleay Island off the coast of Brisbane, between 200 and 250 watts. On 5055, Radio 4KZ in Innisfail, Queensland, run by Al Curtin, who also has a number of medium-wave stations. On 5055, it's 1 kilowatt. Using a remote in Perth, Western Australia, Wolfgang Bischel has been trying to sort out the situation on 4750, where there could be four different stations, two from China, Bangladesh, and Indonesia. Just 3 hertz on the minus side is Chinese, believed to be the CNR1 program from Hilar. Another carrier with music is much further off frequency, 4749.946, which he says is likely Indonesia, and he's not sure that Bangladesh was to be heard at all, at least not by when he was checking at 15 UT. When the noise level and propagation allow, I enjoy tuning for non-directional beacons below 500 kHz, late at night between 07 and 08 UT, December 9th at 07:41 on 407 kHz, I was hearing a Dashian underbeacon to the nearby station in Kansas, HRU. It was identifying as ZHU. That's only 95 watts from Montreal, Saint-Hubert, Quebec. Something's always wrong at Cuban Radio, says Rick Barton in Arizona. December 11th at 17:30, he was hearing a number station on a radio Havana frequency, 11760, which is parallel to 11530. RHC has continued using 9700 for English in our North American evenings, and it's usually quite strong. However, on one date, UT Monday, December 13th at 0400, I found them back on the previous frequency 6165, just in time to interfere with World of Radio on Area 51 via WBCQ, 5 kilohertz below. But the next day, Cuba was back on 9700. I've never understood why they don't use the 9 megahertz band in the summer when it would be advantageous, but they stick to 6 megahertz only. From Egypt, Radio Cairo continues trying to broadcast in English and failing miserably, 9900 at 2115 to 2245 aimed toward Europe and North America beyond. However, I've checked it almost every day. December 13th at 2145, they had a very good signal into the Netherlands remote, but modulation was totally distorted, spikes only. December 14th at 2212, they were on with a fairly good signal direct, but only a trace of modulation. December 15th at 2113, I measured them, that is, Utmenta measured them, on 9899.589. But 30 over 9 of dead air except for some hum, but the missed time signal could be detected ending only 8 seconds after 2115, that's pretty close, presumably initiating the inaudible English sesquihour. Filed under Europe, Free Radio Service Holland reminds us of their seasonal December broadcast, Sunday, December 19th, starting at 0852 UT until 1330, on 7700 parallel 5800. Note that's also a WRMI frequency, but maybe not a problem over in Europe in the daytime. And 6185, which might be a relay from somewhere else. These hours, of course, are not designed for listeners in North America. They say FRS will broadcast a tasteful December dinner of music, radio-related program items, November mail, DX News, including entries on the question, what would be the greatest gift you could get for Christmas? First publicized long in advance, but we hope we have the latest frequency info. The annual traditional broadcast of Norddeutscher Rundfunk, Gruß an Bord, greetings to seamen in German, Christmas Eve, December 24th. It's only 3 hours this year, between 18 and 21 UT. The frequencies and sites are as follows, to various oceans. 6080 via Uzbekistan, 9610 Austria, 9740 Germany, 9820 France, 11650 Germany, and 15770 via WRMI for the first time. That one's for the North Atlantic beamed northeast as usual on that frequency. However, there's a problem with 15770, which broke down as of December 16th, according to FB via Richard Lemke. We hope they'll have it back on by then, says Kai Ludwig. Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener in Germany notes that it's 1 hour less than in previous years. Maybe the Christmas service, which had been live at 20 UT, is already canceled due to the virus. But Kai Ludwig says, I understand their condensed three-hour transmission will, as a concession to a now tighter format of NDR info, contain news every 30 minutes, so don't be surprised if it no longer sounds like it used to. In the NASA flash sheet, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports on All India Radio 11560. He was listening December 8th from 1536 in the listed Pashto language, but at 1544 there was a station ID in English as Neighborhood 1 Service, and then the brief interval signal and carrier off. Then on December 10th, Jack Wedder in Pennsylvania was listening to the same 11560 as early as 1400 in Pashto, but at 1535 they again identified as Neighborhood Service 1, giving the frequency as 17710, but he sure was listening via a remote to 11560. I note that Neighborhood Service 1 is certainly less grandiose than what they used to call it, the General Overseas Service. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports on Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting in Hebrew on 11780 between 0420 and 0550, back on November 2nd. good strength carrier, but the audio was down. He says it's a new frequency instead of 13740. This was also reported on November 16th by John Adams in Screw Creek, Victoria. He says the time signal is Love's Rainbow, going into Hebrew at 0420. Arthur Posner, near New York, says he's not listened to Iran in Hebrew for a few months, but the program host has a very unusual accent. Wondering about that. I reply, maybe he's not a genuine Jew. And how about the other speakers? As mentioned last week, AM Italia, 918 kHz, plan a special broadcast on Longwave 207, December 12th, to mark the 120th anniversary of Marconi's transatlantic transmission from Cornwall to Newfoundland. This would run 1 kilowatt into a 350-meter wire antenna. Of course, no chance of hearing it direct, but I tried the nearby Noali remote receiver December 12th at 0618 and heard traces of something on 207, but the special broadcast audio was also on 918 kHz. There were some tones, and actually it was the letter S sent several times, triple dots, a brief announcement in English by a robotic YL, and then a longer spiel in Italian about this special event. At 0628, it sounded like I was also hearing it on 207. We later learned that the speaker in Italian was none other than Guglielmo Marconi himself. According to Fabrizio Magroni, who was also listening to it 100 kilometers away, I was still hearing this loop Sunday at 21 UT, preempting a World of Radio broadcast on 918. But there was a third frequency, 1323 kHz, not listed in the World Radio TV handbook last year, is from anywhere in Italy. In Arctic Radio Club, Carl Eric Strid says AM Italia has started testing on 1323, which will eventually replace 918 kHz. Of course, even monitoring by the nearby remote, we've also had interference from Spain on 918. Maybe that's why they'll be moving. Checking the handbook listings for 1323, not too many European area signals there. Romania, but also Iran and Tanzania, with medium power and some very low power UK transmitters. Reports about Myanmar in BCDX, Sarat Virakun in Sri Lanka, 4S5SL, 5985 variable kilohertz, Myanmar radio from Yangon, in Burmese at 11:30 to 17 UT sign-off after the Myanmar national anthem instrumental version. This was on December 10th, but there was no half-hour English segment at 15:15. He says, I suspect there are not enough English language competent staff to run the English programs now. It was parallel to medium wave 576 and 594 kilohertz. And Wolfgang Büschel has been monitoring as well via remote in Delhi, India. Another Myanmar frequency, 5914.982. December 11th at 12:53 from the northern capital site, Nai Piedal. It was S9 with a different Burmese service from the Yangon frequency, 5984.996 at 12:49 UT, December 11th. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2117, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from William T. Hassig of Mount Prospect, Illinois, who sent a contribution for Winter Solstice via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. From onair.ru via Rusty X, for its 8th birthday, the Russia Svodnaya Media Group has renewed its corporate identity, modernized its logo, color palette, fonts, and pattern. Main element in the composition of the logo is the globe, reflecting the fact that the Moscow-based media group operates worldwide, has correspondents in 125 cities, and websites in 32 languages. It's part of the international media group, Russia Today. It includes more than 10 media outlets, including the leading news agencies RIA Novosti and Sputnik, websites in dozens of languages, radio, thematic resources. that occupy leading positions in their fields. Rossiya Svodnaya unites popular accounts and groups in all major social networks, press centers around the world, podcasts, and immersive projects. A new corporate website for Russia Today has been launched. Versions in Russian and English are available, and one in Chinese will appear in the near future. Spain's token English broadcast, Monday, December 13th at 2311 on 9690, included the full speech of Nobel Peace Prize winner from the Philippines, Maria Ressa, an excellent advocate for freedom of the press. Unfortunately, it was going into deep fade, so I could only listen to half of it, but her speech should be available somewhere, eventually in the REE archive. At this time, I was not getting any signals on the other three frequencies. There are now very few Swedish language programs on shortwave, so Thomas Nielsen forwards this from Krister Brunström about the weekend broadcast of SDXF, the Swedish DX Federation. It's a special program in the Swedish language at the following times, December 25th at 13 UT, 27th at 10, January 1st at 13 UT, via Channel 292 Germany 9670. A mix of interviews and informative elements about our hobby. There will be some music and a mailbox and greetings to those who reported the previous broadcast on World Radio Day last February. Rolf Bender forwards this from the Raymaton Friendship Association. The SAQ transmission on very low frequency, another one is scheduled for December 24th. They say what's better than starting Christmas morning with a transmission from SAQ, but it's Friday, December 24th, with a Christmas message to the whole world, using the 97-year-old 200-kilowatt Alexanderson alternator on 17.2 kilohertz CW. First, there will be some test transmissions on December 23rd between approximately 12 and 15 UT on the air for short periods, carrying out some tests and measurements. On the 24th, the transmitter hall at World Heritage Raymaton is open for visitors at 07 UT. And there will be a live stream on YouTube as well as transmitted on VLF. The YouTube transmission begins at 07:25 UT. At 07:30, there's the startup and tuning of the Alexanderson alternator SAQ, and the actual message starts at 0800 UT. More info at www.alexander.n.se. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports on Bangkok Meteorological Radio, Thailand, 8743 USB, December 11th at 1328, weather news in Thai, at 1329, familiar interval signal tones. They sound like the beginning of Love Me Tender. And another cycle starts at 1331, parallel to 6765.1 USB, was a little bit better. Voice of Turkey, English to North America, continues to be quite haphazard. It's supposedly from 23 UT on 5960. On December 15th, however, there was no signal at all by 2315, either to Eastern North America or to the remote in Holland, where only the Chinese station could be heard. It starts at 2310. Nor were any of the other five Turkish frequencies on the air, which should have gone off at 2130 or 2200. However, I rechecked at 2327, and now the voice of Turkey is on the air at 40 to 50 over 9 in the Holland, in English. Something's always erroneous at Emmerlaer. I rechecked again the next UT day at midnight 13, and it was still on the air with their multilingual ID loop filler, and midnight 15 into German with the Chinese interference underneath. Then by my next check at midnight 24, Turkey was finally off, uncovering what is really PBS Xinjiang in Mandarin from Urumqi, East Turkestan, land of imperialist Chaikom genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslims. It's as if the TRT sleepy raider were compensating for joining English late by adding on part of a German hour not supposed to be on shortwave at all. Or maybe the old clock on the wall is running really slow. On December 10th, we found a surprise new airing of World of Radio on WRMI, 9955 at 1530 UT. But as expected, no longer Friday at 2330 on 5950. We are still on both those frequencies, Sundays at 2330. As we mentioned earlier, 15770, which is WRMI transmitter number 9, has a technical problem and was off the air as of December 16th, unknown when it would be back. However, another WRMI transmitter and frequency had been missing for much longer, and I've not seen any explanation or forecast of its return. That's number 5 on 9455. Fortunately, neither of these impacts World of Radio broadcasts. Terry Colgan forwards publicity from Texas Radio Shortwave about Xmas programs beginning at 01 UT Sunday on 5950, presumably referring to December 19th. First, it's Rocket Radio rebroadcast from 2017. These were professional quality music programs on the internet from 1995 until 2020, specializing in 50s and 60s rock and roll, rockabilly, doo-wop, and rhythm and blues. These are being rebroadcast. And during the second hour, starting at 02 UT Sunday, there will be a rebroadcast of last week's varied Merry Christmas program. WEWN sounds like it's in horrible shape, at least concerning English broadcasts. 9385, the evening frequency, had been missing from some time, but I was getting a trace of it December 19th at 0735, must have been that. And at 1530, there was something else when they would not be on the air anyway. The day frequency in our afternoons, 15610, was on the air December 10th at 2100. It put a very poor signal into the main remote, but with suppressed and distorted modulation, which I call subtorted, and a huge squeal. Progress report on the Assemblies of Yahweh station in Bethel, Pennsylvania, WMLK, which has a brand new transmitter they're trying to get on the air, presumably on 9275 in the afternoons. Their new website, WMLKradio.net, links to their recent Facebook posts. And I'll read some of these in reverse order, presumably from the last week or so. Antenna work is now underway, from the reflector screen to the feed line, including new lights on top and new stub line. The work is rapidly progressing, with plenty of exclamation points. Before that, the finished product, really good work, referring to a photo. Before that, pouring the concrete for the feed line supports. This will eventually be surrounded by a chain link fence because of a very high-powered area. This work is being done by Deacon Nathaniel Meyer and John Dalton. And before that, feed line support being installed for the transmitter 300-ohm twin lead supply. Before that, the power company has just informed us that a preliminary study has been finished. They've now turned that study over to the engineering department for final approval. Hopefully it won't be too long that we will have the power upgrade at WMLK Radio. Praise Yahweh for his goodness. And before that, an update on the progress at the radio. Video of the working in pre-op configuration. It's a 3-minute video, also with audio. A beardo is explaining the transmitter control panel, which we cannot really see. That goes back to maybe 2+ weeks ago. Here's my report on some monitoring the night of the terrible tornado outbreak across Kentucky and vicinity, UT December 11th. First, Paul S. in Connecticut notified us that KMOX 1120 in St. Louis had updates, but it changed over to local programming at 05 UT. What about WHAS 840 in Louisville? I started listening there at 0604 UT, and past 0618 there was an NID weatherman, obviously from a TV station because of invisible visual references like follow my finger and note the highlighted areas. But he did speak plenty of geographical references about counties which were threatened. Recheck at 0732. There were some briefer weather info from the same guy identified as WLKY's chief meteorologist. That would be Jay Cardozzi. But why isn't WHAS radio getting severe weather info from WHAS TV? Checking FCC info, it seems those two stations are no longer under common ownership, so WHAS radio can make a deal with some other TV station. Then John Jurasek in Florida reports at 0918, UTI observed WNQM 1300 Nashville, as well as WWCR 4840, 5890, and 5935, suddenly leave the airwaves as tornadoes were passing through the Nashville area, not sure whether due to lack of power damage or as a preventive measure. Well, the shortwave, at least, were soon back on the air. That is, except for their number one transmitter, which was already crippled, unable to run on 6115 or 3215, but still 15825 in the daytime. It was off the air as well the next morning at 1554, but suddenly cut back on the air a bit later at 1620. Also, in the absence of WWCR, number one, from 6115, December 14th at 2227, I was instead hearing some radio teletypes centered about 6114, intruding in the 49-meter exclusive shortwave broadcast band. It was beating against a carrier barely audible on 6115, which at that time was perhaps CRI French from Beijing. Then, later that night at 0730 UT, December 15th, I was again hearing the radio teletype around 6114. Now it's interfering with Radio Nikkei in Japan. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Bob Tart points out a station often overlooked, even though it's a three-letter call. He's in Lowell, Michigan, and he heard WDZ, probably pronounced WDZ, in Decatur, Illinois. 1 kilowatt daytime on 1050, identifying at 1200 UT as a Fox Sports station. He says, I'm surprised that WDZ, which was reportedly the second broadcasting station in the country back in 1922, is low-powered and obscure compared to other three-letter stations. Here's an intriguing ID of mine worth further checking on 18060. December 11th at 1551, a just barely audible carrier with flutter. That frequency smacks of a third harmonic of 6020. In the IB list, the only 6020 item at that time would be the irregular low-powered Radio Delta International in Holland, but very unlikely over here. The Alki list shows it's on Sundays only anyway, as well as the imaginary Rádio Gaúcha in Brazil, which has been gone for years, and the imaginary Radio Victoria in Peru, listed as 24 hours. I do vaguely recall that Radio Victoria harmonicized many years ago, and yes, I found an old report of that in the World of Radio number 1346 of February 6, 2007. We said, try 18060 for the harmonic from Peru of Radio Victoria. 3 times 6020, it was heard in Paraguay at 1716, but not yet as of then from North America. Also try the second harmonic of its other frequency, 9720, on 19440. Current listings show another 18060 station is VMW in Winona, Western Australia, but it broadcasts medio fax rather than voice. Maybe it's still active, but surely that's not what I was hearing either. Any couple of UNIDs, which I rarely mention, but always report them when I run across them. Unidentified two-way contacts in upper sideband in colloquial Spanish. December 15th at 0745 on 4077 USB. And another one December 14th at 2215 on 9381.70 USB. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels likely, December 27th and 28th, and KNSC's peaking at 18 and 5. Lesser active conditions likely on December 15th, 12 and 4. Solar flux peaking at 84 December 16th to 21st, and dipping to 78 December 29th to January 3rd. And that's World of Radio, number 2117. Hope you found it informative. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.